Hello, everyone. Coach Christy here with you on your December maintenance call. This is an open coaching call for anyone that is in the maintenance group. We could talk about anything from life coaching things to maintenance issues. But I wanted to start off by talking a little bit about setting your goal weight, because there's been a little bit of chatter in our Facebook group around goal weight and how do you know when you're there? And I'm struggling with getting the last 2 or 3 or 4 pounds off. And so, oh, I got his hair that's sticking out right there. Let me fix that. Anyway, so I thought this would be a good topic because a lot of us think about, New Year's resolutions or New Year's goals, things like that. And so I thought, well, this would be a kind of an interesting topic because many of you, if you are out of your maintenance range, you might be considering like, okay, 2025 is the year I'm going to get back in and stay there. And so I thought, well, this will be a good topic for us to talk about. So with New Year's just around the corner, I know a lot of us are really thinking about our goals, and some of us might be having health goals, you might be setting a weight goal. But again, I just wanted to revisit goal weight because there's just been some discussion about that in our group. And so I thought it would be a good topic. Hey, Jennifer. Oh, thank you. Love my holiday colors. Thank you so much. I got this sweater at a cute little boutique-y. I don't know. Can y'all see it? Hold on. Let me look at my. No, you can't see it. Look at it's a bow. What do you think? So cute, right? I have little black shoes that have rhinestone bows on the toe too. So thank you for the compliment. Hey, Annette. Hey, Ruth. Thank you. Oh, Lori, yes, I'm feeling a little bit festive, little holiday spirit I have today. So let me just talk a little bit about, I've got kind of four, I don't know if I want to call them steps, but four things to consider if you are struggling with setting a goal weight. And if you're on this call and you are not in maintenance, it's still a great call to listen to. A lot of us, sort of when we first joined OBS, we sort of just throw a dart, we pick a number, we have no idea what it's actually going to feel like, or if we actually want that number to be our goal weight, we just sort of, pick a number and then we never question it after that, which I think is always interesting. Okay, so this is actually really not about picking a number from like a chart or reliving what you weighed 10, 20 years ago. This is really about figuring out what's going to work best for you, your lifestyle, your values, and really just the way you want to show up in life and with your food. So I'm going to kind of go through these little four, I'm going to call them steps because I don't know what else to call them. The four like little things that I came up with to help you determine the goal weight or range that feels good, sustainable, and truly serves you as you step into 2024. And what I'd love, or it's 2025. Look at, oh, I'm still stuck in 2024. What I'd love for you to do is maybe if you're somewhere that you can jot down some notes, if you're listening to the replay of this, get a pen and paper or get your phone out and just take down some notes, these four simple steps, because I'm going to give you some really good questions to sort of get you started on investigating what you might want your goal weight range to be. And again, if you're listening to this call and you are not in maintenance, these are still great questions for you to sort of dive into and think about. And also be thinking as you're listening, do I want to raise my hand and get coached? If you are currently in maintenance and you have a topic that you'd love to chat with me about, you can raise your hand. The last part of this call, I will dedicate to anyone that wants to talk about anything and everything as it relates to life, maintenance, or anything else. Okay, so the first thing I want you to think about when you're thinking about your goal weight is asking yourself some really key questions. So these are really asking yourself key questions is a powerful way to start because it helps us shift from like external things, expectations about your goal weight to actually what you want. So, if you ask somebody like, oh, what's your goal weight? They might say, well, the doctor says, or the charts say, or I'm this tall, so I'm supposed to weigh, or something like that. But if you ask yourself these questions that I'm about to tell you, it really kind of will help you shift from what people say, you should weigh or external things say you should weigh to actually what do you want to weigh? And this brings up a good point because I don't think until No BS I ever even considered giving myself permission to choose a number based on the life that I wanted. I always just thought I was supposed to weigh a certain amount. And I mean, we could trace that back right back to high school when we had to do that presidential fitness test and they would like say, you're supposed to be able to do it this way. And then they would take your height and weight and say, well, you're supposed to weigh this amount. And so I always just thought there were rules about weight, like what you're supposed to weigh. Now, I do want to kind of have a little caveat. If you are working with a nutritionist or your doctor on, a certain number and your doctor is advising you, please listen to your doctor. I'm really more speaking to those of us who, are just trying to decide what a comfortable weight range is for us to be. So that's my little caveat. But I like the idea of asking yourself questions so you can really start to investigate what matters to me and what is important to me. So first question, if I had never been told what pretty is, what would I like? Right? If I never been told this is what is attractive, like think about like our society, our parents, people that taught us what we're supposed to weigh, right? If I'd never been told any of that, what would I like? This was a really interesting question for me to ask myself because, and I think you all have probably heard Corinne talk about how what she wanted to look like and what she gave herself permission to really investigate what she thought was attractive. I wanted to be strong too, much like Corinne. But it was kind of going against what I had thought was pretty and attractive. I like a lot of you think, at the time I was like thinner. I just want to be thin. I just want to wear this certain size. And when I really allowed myself to investigate what it was that I thought was attractive and what looked good, I really wanted to be strong. I really wanted to look strong. I think there's a funny meme. Isn't there a funny meme that says something about like, I don't know, weighing a certain amount or whatever, because you're harder to kidnap or something like that. I think Corinne has talked about that too. She says, I want somebody to walk by me and go like, we can't take her. Let's leave her. But yeah, so that's the first question. If you had never been told what pretty is, what would you like? What do you want to look like? What do you think is attractive? The second question that I have for you to ask yourself is, how do I want to feel when I'm in my goal range? How do I want to live? Like, what does that look like on day to day? Think about like vacations, day to day living, your weekends, that kind of stuff. What do I want to eat? Like, have you even thought or questioned like how do you want to show up? A lot of us think it's kind of like goal weight. We think there's a certain number we're supposed to weigh, and we also think there are certain ways we're supposed to eat in our goal range. Like for the longest time, this was especially when I was a big CrossFitter, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be heading toward a paleo diet or keto or something like that, right? Like, so, but you can ask yourself, like, actually, what do I want my food to look like? And movement. How do I want to move each day? Like, how do I want to be an exerciser? If so, what do I want that to look like? So that's the second question. How do I want to feel? How do I want to live? How do I want to eat? And how do I want to incorporate movement for my goal range? And then the third question I have for you is, what is the goal life that I want to create for myself? Like, spend some time really kind of visualizing, journaling. What is the life? What am I striving for? And see what comes up. So take a moment and just reflect on these in your journal. You can talk about it with your accountability group. You can post in the Facebook group, hey, this is what I think for those three questions that Christy gave us on the call. Because your unique goal weight range is, it's not just about aesthetics. I mean, it can be, don't get me wrong. If you're just like, listen, Christy, I just want to wear a size four, whatever. And if that's the most important thing for you, then go for it. I thought that that was the most important thing to me when I, all the times that I embarked on a weight loss journey, I thought I was just going for a look. But again, once I started really investigating and gave myself permission to be open to asking myself what was going to work best for me, I started considering some other things. So take a moment and think about that. It's really about how you want to live your life and feel in your body. So maybe it's about it, it doesn't even have to be about diet. It could be like, I just want to have energy to play with my kids or my grandkids. or I want to be at a size that I could travel comfortably. Feeling confident in your clothes, right? Or this is really what it came down to for me. I was like, I want a life that I can maintain and stick to long term, like whatever that is. Like, I want something that's easy. Like, could I get down to 130 or 140? Actually, I don't know if I could ever get down that low, but could I? Maybe, but I don't know that I want to maintain that, right? And so the asking yourself these questions is really about getting from an external goal for yourself to an internal, and it'll get you started on that journey. So that's the first thing I have for you. Okay. So step two, which again, I don't know why I'm calling these steps. They don't have to be steps. They're just thoughts. But step two is really about visualizing that goal life. So imagine yourself at goal weight and then ask yourself, what do I think I'll be doing differently once I get there, or when I'm back in my range? For those of you that are, working on getting back down into your range, what am I going to be doing differently? And then compare that with what you're doing now. So, for example, if you imagine that at your goal weight, you'll be proud of your body. Once I get to my goal weight, I'll be so proud of my body. What can you start doing now to feel proud? Maybe it's celebrating the progress that you've already made. Maybe it's cutting yourself some slack when things don't go perfectly, right? So you can feel proud. So here's a kind of an interesting story. Well, I don't know if it's interesting or not. It's interesting to me because I reflect on it and I think, that's interesting that I used to think that. But when I first joined No BS, one of the things that I couldn't wait to get to my goal weight for was to not be ashamed of my legs. I have a similar story about legs that Corinne talks about all the time with her legs. But I couldn't wait to get to my goal weight, to feel like proud of my legs and, show them off in bathing suits and things like that. Well, because I've lost and gained and genetics and all of the things, my legs do not look like what I thought they would at goal weight. And so I had to pivot and I had to say, you know what, one of my goals was to feel proud of my body. And so I had to start thinking about ways and reasons that I feel proud of my body as it is currently in maintenance, cottage cheese, jiggly, everything like that. Because I really had a desire to feel proud of my body. And so that's what I started doing. I started coming up with reasons that I started giving my brain all the other evidence of why my legs are amazing and why they deserve to be felt proud of. Things like I am super strong, I can run. I'm so grateful to my legs for carrying me around when I was close to 300 pounds, and always being there for me. And I'm so grateful to them. And I am proud of them. And so now when it comes to wearing a bathing suit or wearing shorts, I'm proud. And that makes that a lot easier for me. So that's my second suggestion is ask yourself, what am I going to be doing differently at my goal weight? And am I doing those things now? Like, compare. Okay. Okay. Number three. Here we go. I'm getting focused. Scrolling down. I took notes, y'all. I prepared. Okay. Number three is about setting a goal weight range. This is a big one. Don't aim for one fixed number or even like the 2 pound range that Weight Watchers used to give us. Y'all remember that? They used to give you like a 2 pound range. Once you reached your goal weight, you had to stay within 2 pounds of that goal weight. Otherwise, I don't know what happened. Like, maybe you were kicked out of Weight Watchers. I don't really know. The Weight Watchers police came and like took you away or something. But instead, just create a range. So why? Because your weight is going to fluctuate naturally. Hydration, hormonal cycles, even what you ate yesterday can cause like ups and downs. And for some of us, like, it could be huge. Like, I've got, I'm super like a super salt sensitive person. So when I eat something salty, like, it's nothing for for the scale to read 3 pounds the next day. Chinese food does the same thing to me. Hormones, workouts, right? Like, if I stress, oh my gosh, stress like makes makes my body hold on to water and hold on to some weight. So, really, really think about a goal range. Now, You can make that range whatever you want. I mean, I think Corinne, I don't know if she still does, but at one point she talked a lot about her 10-pound range. Mine is more of a 5-pound range. I like to sit right now between 150 and 155. That's kind of where I'm sort of happy. But you can do whatever you want. And please don't get hung up on 5 or 10. Like it can be 7 or something crazy like that if you want. But most people start with like a 5 to 10 pound range, but pick something that feels like realistic for you. So if you know, if you've studied yourself enough and you have the data to know that your weight shifts like during your period or from weight training, or, you know, when I go on for a week long vacation, I usually tick up this amount of pounds. You might want to go a little wider, but just know yourself. So it's, and the range isn't about flexibility. Like, don't get me wrong. This is not about like, I need to create a range that's going to keep me from feeling bad about myself when I eat like an asshole. That's not what the range is for. The range is about creating confidence and safety around natural scale changes. Okay. Just natural scale changes. So you're not better when you're at the bottom of your range, or you're not worse if you're at the top. This is about like learning to like every number and feeling confident and in control at each of those numbers. This is really about staying curious and intentional. This is not, let me create a range so I don't have to feel bad about myself, or let me create a range so I can get away with stuff. That's not what the range is for. The range is just for those natural scale fluctuations. Okay, last step, and then we'll get to some coaching. So be thinking. Be thinking. I hope I haven't looked to see if I have hands raised, but be thinking if you want to get some coaching around any of this or anything else that's come up for you lately. But the last step I have is practice building confidence at every point in that range. And I do mean it when I say you got to practice, guys. Like, it's normal for you to feel like it's normal for your habit brain to sort of get nervous as you approach the upper end of your range. Or if you're out of your range right now, it's normal to feel like that's a natural feeling that's probably going to come up because your thoughts about that are automatic, right? So if you're going to feel confident at each number in your maintenance range, you're going to have to practice thoughts on purpose that generate the feeling of confidence, because what comes up naturally is may not be confident, right? So you just want to check. So practice feeling confident at each of those numbers. So I want you to think about your weight like this. It's not just a number, it's information. Your weight is just information. Your current number on the scale is just information for you. Right. So when you see a fluctuation in on the scale, ask yourself questions, right? Ask yourself, say like, oh, what habits am I sticking to? What habits have I noticed I've sort of like disconnected from a little bit? Am I meeting my hunger cues or addressing my emotional eating? What's going on in my life? Like, how's my sleep? The weight is like, the weight should be like sort of a trigger for you to investigate and ask questions. That's how we build confidence at each number. So if you see yourself approaching the upper end of your maintenance range, then use that as an opportunity to ask you questions. But here's what's going to happen. Your habit brain is going to use it as an opportunity to panic and probably go to whatever sort of strategies you've used in the past when you've been trying to get down, like restrict, I got to get serious, like freak out. Or it could just be like, this is too hard, let's wait till January 1st. Like, it's going to probably pull you to some habits that you've used in the past when you've tried to lose weight either, you know, quickly to get back in a range or something like that. But let's like shift the narrative a little bit and let's use that weight number as information on what needs to happen next, which is let me investigate my habits. And let's go from there. And if you've investigated your habits and you're like, okay, I know I've gotten back into eating after dinner again, like come to Ask Coaches, tag me on Facebook and be like, what are some strategies that I can use to get this habit back in check? Okay. So your confidence in all of those numbers, it comes from being intentional and curious. It doesn't come from beating yourself up and trying to like stiff arm yourself back into maintenance, right? We've got to stay open and to solutions. So remember, use this community for support. We have an amazing maintenance group. We're kind of quiet. There's not so many of us in there, but it's a great, I try to pop in there every day that I'm working with NoBS. And so, you know, tag me if you have questions. You've got these calls once a month, but use the community. The main group is also really good. for support and ideas. So we're all here to just normalize these fluctuations on the scale together. So here's an example. Some of y'all may have seen, but I went Facebook Live this morning in the main group because I had a very big overeat last night. I went to this Christmas holiday party for my husband's office, and I've been under a lot of stress with we're building a house and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, go over and check it out because I really overate. And guess what? My scale was up 1.8 pounds this morning, and I had all the thoughts, right? I'm still in my maintenance range, but I had all the thoughts. So, yeah, it's amazing that we have this community and that we can post and be real with each other. Okay, so let's see what who's got their hands raised. I gotta go to participants. I gotta think about what I gotta do here. Okay, we've got some hands up. Okay, Susan. Oh, okay, Susan, I'm excited. I think I just saw you post. You are new to maintenance. So I'm gonna pull you up. You're gonna come on screen and we're gonna see what's going on with Susan. And then Somaya, I see you, and Ruth, I see your hand raised too. Let's see if we can't get to everybody today. All right. All right, I think I did it. Let's see. Did I do it right? Talk amongst yourselves, people in the chat. Why is it not letting me promote her? Okay, you declined. Okay, so your hand's raised, Susan. So if you just go to the bottom of your Zoom window, you should see a raise hand and you can lower your hand, but that's okay. I'll skip over you. I'm going to go to Samaya. I hope I'm saying your name, Samaya, correctly. What a beautiful name. Okay, Samaya's coming up. Hi, Samaya.
Hi.
Name right?
That's okay. Yeah, the A is not so pronounced, so you can call me Somya, but that's okay. That's very close.
Somia. Okay,
Yeah, there you go. Thank
I'm
you.
sorry. Sorry. Thanks for raising your hand. How are you? What are we talking about
Absolutely.
today?
I'm good, thank you. I
Oh, I think you froze.
Did I lose you?
You just for a second there. Okay, we're back.
Okay. So I have a couple of things on my mind, and I'm hoping I can get some help. I've been in maintenance for almost 4 years now. But I love the analogy of the 10 pound, right? But then mine is a 5 pound. I'm usually at 128, and I maintained 128 quite effortlessly for quite a bit of time.
Okay.
But I was exercising a whole lot. I love to exercise. I love to lift heavy. I love to walk a whole lot. So I was getting almost 70 minutes of workout every single day, and that helped keep me at that weight range. But lately, I have some health issues that I have acute hemoglobin anemia, so that doesn't enable me to do as much, and my BP issues have come up. So I'm finding that I don't have as much energy to get.
I think our connection is not very good, Somia.
I've frozen again. I'm
Yes.
frozen again. Hold on. Let me just remove my Wi-Fi, and I'm hoping I can just stay on the network and stay here with
Okay.
you. Okay. So because of these health issues, I'm not able to work out as much. Like maybe a 30-minute, 40-minute workout is good. Like I'm lucky if I can walk for 40 minutes a day, and I have the energy to keep up with that, right?
Okay.
What I've noticed is my weight stays the same, but my body fat percentage has definitely gone up, like almost 10% increase in body fat. Okay,
Okay.
and that is, of course, overeats, right? Because I'm really frustrated at my health issues. I'm really mad at myself. And I'm really mad at myself. And I'm like, I'm frustrated because I can't seem to figure out how I can fix this. And so I'm overeating. I'm not gonna lie. I am overeating. I'm not balancing my plates as I used to balance it anymore. I'm not eating as much protein I should. I have some digestion issues going on, so I can't really consume as much protein I can consume even I used to consume prior either. So I'm struggling with this body fat. I'm struggling with this weight, body fat and the lack of strength, and then of course the mental beat up that comes with it, right? Like I want to be somewhere, like you said, hey, dream life. Yeah, I loved it when I could lift heavy. I loved it when I could walk so much. I felt strong. I could lift my kids. I had stamina for so many things. I could go from morning to evening and not get tired. And now, if I do something of that sort, I literally have, like, I did Thursday, Thanksgiving Thursday, we had a good fun. Friday, we had, I did 14K steps on Friday. I on Thursday, on Friday, I went to iFly and some minimal shopping. And Saturday, I was just beat. I just had to take two naps. I'm like a baby now. I need naps.
You said it's funny that you describe yourself as a baby, and I see you like really, really taking care of yourself, which I feel is so strong. It's interesting how your definition of strong is like lift heavy and go hard and all this stuff. And I see you, and I'm like, oh my
Oh.
gosh, she's so strong that she just like did all these things and then she took two naps to really take care of herself. That is so strong.
No, I need naps every day now. If I could nap and I didn't have to work in the afternoon, I would nap. But I'm struggling with this new image, that new phase here, that I don't know how long it will be, because I don't know why the iron stores are so low. So I'm juicing every day and taking my medicines every day, but I don't know how long it will take me to come up, right? And I've just heard somebody say they've been 2, 3 years of low iron stores and they're still there. It hasn't built for them at all. So I'm feeling very hopeless. I'm feeling like, hey, this is ever going to change. And,
And that's hard. I mean, it is really hard when we're feeling hopeless. It's really hard to show up and do what we can, especially when we're comparing where we want to be to where we actually have the capacity to be today, right? So this is really, you comparing where you want to be to what your body is telling you it has the energy to do today.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to assume that the iron and those things you're working on with your doctor and that you're
Yes.
getting professional help. So, though
Yes.
that we can't control, right? Like that we're working on and you're doing everything you can. So, tell me about you said on thanks did you say Thanksgiving Day you got 14,000 steps?
Yes, I walked for an hour because I felt up to it, and then we did Just Dance at home, and it
Yeah.
was so fun. All the kids and me were competing. I actually won. So I got 14K steps without like thinking about it, right? But
Yeah.
I love it. Like, I love how I feel after the workout. I love the, I feel proud. I feel energized. I feel, it gives me like the dopamine is released and it's not through food, and I
Yeah.
feel great. And I think I have also have this relationship with the number where I make it mean that I've been good when I get those steps in. I think I have a very strong relationship with those steps there. I make it mean that I've been good when I get those steps in. Yeah.
What do you make it mean on that? What did you make it mean on Saturday when you took two naps?
I just needed the rest. I didn't make it mean anything, honestly. I couldn't. There was nothing left in me to give anybody. I needed one nap on Saturday. By Sunday evening, I recu yeah, by Saturday, Sunday afternoon, I recovered. I could do a 3 hour outing with my kids again on Sunday. But I needed it. Like, there is nothing else for me to think, because there is nothing left to give. Like, there is nothing more to function,
Well, what if I go back to the thought that I offered you earlier that I thought? What if I offered you my thought? What if you could borrow my thought? That on the days that you can't do the workout that you want to do, that that's actually when you're displaying the strongest, the most strength for yourself.
I am, because it does take a lot to just rest and not, do a whole lot. And yeah, it does take a lot, because my mind does give me a beating. You should be walking, you should be doing this, and I have to talk back and tell, no, this is it. I mean, I can't have nothing else to give. Like, are you crazy? Like, I have
Yeah.
nothing else to give. I have
Yeah.
nothing else to give. But
And I think it's normal to be disappointed at what you're going through and worry. Like, that's normal, right? Especially when your brain is telling you things like, this could go on for a long time. Like, when you're feeling, of course, you're going to feel disappointed, right? And so we can just allow that. It's normal. But the key is the real strength comes in when you don't let yourself sit there. Right? Like be disappointed, but don't stay there. Right? Like show yourself also, here's what I am doing right now. Look at me. Look at how strong I am that I can focus on what I can do versus allowing myself to sit in the thoughts of what I think I should be doing. Right? Like, I mean, for reals, like, I think when I came to know BS, one of my hidden like benefits that I got was the ability to think on purpose when my habit brain was so loud saying something else.
Yes.
Right? Just like kind of I was sharing at the beginning about like, in the beginning I thought, well, I just want to be thin. Like I just want to like lose weight, right? And what I realize is how strong I actually am when I can hear those feelings of just wanting to weigh a certain number and then reminding myself, actually, this is the person you want to be. And it's not always in line with what society says. Like that's strong. Like you being able to focus on your ability and saying, you know what? I got 14,000 steps in on Thanksgiving. And I did XYZ, and then I had to rest, and that's okay. That's real strength for you right now. Maybe this is like happening to you so you could practice this ability of focusing on what you can do and celebrating your body the way it is right now.
Okay. Because at the same time, I'm also struggling with a lot of cravings. Like the tiredness brings up a lot of like cravings, and I should be able to eat this and I should be able to eat that. And then on the other side is the body fat percentage creeping up, the lack of exercise from not being able to exercise as much as I would like to. So yeah. But yes, you
Yeah.
are right. Yeah, you are right. Yeah.
And your body right now, your body fat percentage is going up, right? Because you said you've reduced the amount of strength training. So that's a very normal. But what if you could just practice this idea of sort of gratitude for how amazing your body is being right now?
I struggle with that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll work on that. I do struggle with that because I have a lot of shoots, and I mean, it has taken me so much work to just get here, along with no BS as well, that and the work that I've done, that to just realize that it's my judgment that comes up first for me.
Yeah. And so I feel like you're at like the next level of your no BS work. Like getting here was your first level. And now life has sort of thrown you this curveball, and here's an opportunity for you to practice a different kind of strength. While you feel the pull toward comparison.
Right.
It's
That's
going
what
to
I
keep
struggle
pulling
with.
you
Yeah.
back there. It's
Yeah.
going to keep pulling you back to comparison. But I
Yes.
wish, but I could have, but this is what I wanted, right? And then
Yes.
that's fine. And you can let that be there for a few minutes. But then you say, but here I am. This is an opportunity for me to practice love for my body. This is for me an opportunity to practice remembering that my body is my partner in my life. It's not against me. How can I support it the best way to its ability, right? Like, how can I reduce my overeats? Right? How can I get the most amount of protein that I can right now that my body's
Yes.
able to process, instead of staying in the space where we're just comparing ourselves to where we're not, right? I'm not here. The better question to ask is, how can I maximize what's available to me today? How can
And
I
that's, yeah.
maximize my energy? How can I maximize my nutrition today?
Right. And then I think that's where I get a lot of the habit brain is like, also is very, very loud, right? Because it's like, I want to eat chocolate, and I want to eat the fried food, and I want to eat this, and I want to eat that, right? Because anyways, like the brain's like, oh, your 10% body fat anyways is up, right? Like, what does it matter? That's like you said, all the strategies come back. Let's
Yeah.
start in January, and let's start do this, and let's go back and do 75 hard, and let's do this, and let's do that. Like, but I think grounding myself and coming back, yes, I have been doing that. I think that's what's been keeping me sane, coming back to the present. But I think I need to learn to talk to myself differently because I'm doing it from a place of judgment sometimes, more often than not.
Yeah. I what comes up for you when I ask you this question? Because I just want to go back to it because I think it could be helpful if and I are you a journaler?
Yes, sort of, yeah.
Okay. So I think this would be a really interesting question for you to journal on each, or a question to ask yourself each day. How can I maximize what is available to me today? Energy wise, nutrition wise, mental wise, like mindset wise, because that's going to change from day to day, right? Like we all don't have the same amount of mental energy available each day. Like we've got things that go on, right? But if you ask yourself that question each day, how can I maximize the energy that's available to me, both mentally and physical, that's going to set you down on the path of, well, here's what I think I can handle today. And that has to be good enough because what else do you have? I mean, it wouldn't be helpful if on the when you were taking those two naps, if I came in and I was like, hey, come on, get up. We're going to run the marathon right now. I
No,
mean,
I mean, there's nothing left in me to give. I'll be very honest. There's nothing left in me. Like, even my husband, he's like, yeah, go take a nap. You need it. Like, he's so supportive too, because he just knows I'm down. I'm to the last bit of energy. There's something else came to mind, and I wanted to talk to you about that. But it's okay. I think I lost it.
Well, maybe it'll come back. But let's, when you watch this back, really ask yourself that question every day. How can I maximize what my body is available to give me today? What is that today? And it's going to change from day to day. We can't keep the standard static, and we have to be the ones that are flexible. Standard needs to change with us, with what we have available each day. We all give 100% every day, right? It just looks different from day to day, right? If you haven't been in the, I talked about it at the beginning. I went Facebook Live this morning and I said this very thing. I overate last night at my husband's event, but you know what? I gave 100%, but I still overate. But that was my 100% yesterday. And so it's just about how do you change? How do you be flexible with your standard? Kind of like flexibility in your goal weight range, right? It's not about like, oh, I need to be flexible so I can allow for a bunch of overeating. I need to be flexible because where my body needs to be from day to day is different. How can I be flexible in the standards I'm setting for myself and it won't feel like I'm cheating or letting myself
Got
off
it.
the hook, right?
Okay. I understood. Yeah, I think that's the nuance there. Letting myself off the hook is the nuance there, because that's what I think. That's the nuance there.
Yeah. And you're not letting yourself off the hook. You're working with what you have. I mean, just let's fast forward. You look very young to me, but let's fast forward to like 40 years when you're like, I don't know.
I'll be 83. I'll be 82 in 40
Okay.
years.
Wait, 82 and 40 years. Can you imagine if we did not adjust our standards? Right? I mean, can you imagine if at 82 you're like, well, you know, when you were 42, you were able to do this and lift this weight and do this and that and all these things? Like, that's unfair. And you shouldn't punish yourself now because you're not 82 and you're still 42, right? Because your body is telling you what it needs and it's saying, hey, right now, this is where I'm at.
Yeah, but I think what's coming up is the amount of food needed is less if you're not active as much. And then what I'm
Well, I
hearing,
was going to say that, but we hadn't gotten there yet. But
but then the grief is coming up, the disappointment of not being able to eat that, I mean, have the same amount of food, it's been hard.
Well, and if from the weight loss perspective, right? From like if your weight is creeping up, right? Then you're overeating. And it's not because of the exercise. I mean, your hunger has changed and it's time for you to just tune back into that, knowing it's probably, I probably don't need quite as much, but it's normal to get you sort of used to an amount of food. And if you've been maintaining it with that current activity level, now the activity's changed. So your hunger has changed. This is a very important because a lot of times I hear clients say, well, I'm not working out as much, so, and I haven't changed my eating. What we need to say is, or they'll say, I'm not working out as much, so I can't eat as much. As if the working out afforded them, like they were getting away with it because they were working out. And really, what we need to say is, I'm not working out as much, so my hunger has changed. I need to tune back into that. But you also described that a lot of your overeating was due to what you're kind of going through emotionally with the comparisons. And so if you can sort of work at it from two sides, like let me manage my mind around meeting myself with compassion where my body is physically at right now. And hopefully that will help with some of that, those urges to say, F it, I can't do anything right. You know, let's reduce our standard a little bit and where we think we should be. But then let's also remember, I'm overeating because my hunger's changed and I just haven't tuned back in with that. So, are you keeping impeccable data?
Oh no, I don't do any of that.
Well, now you've been fair.
I struggle so so hard. I tried really hard. The longest stretch of writing a plan or and maintaining data has been maybe 15 days because I find it so hard. I find it so hard. But I do use the scale as my data. I mean, it does help me. So I know, I mean, I've been doing this for so long, I've been maintenance for so long that I kind of know that if I'm not balancing my meals in such a manner, it's gonna keep up, like it's a no-brainer, right? If I'm gonna eat out 3 times a week or 3 times on the weekend, I know what's gonna happen the next week. I mean, my data is there. I know that. I'm very aware of that. But I struggle so hard. I print the planners out, I have a 60-day planner printed out, I have oof, but I
Okay,
struggle
well, let's
so
not look at
hard.
your brain going to all the things. Like honestly, how about this? Can I offer you this as a strategy? Just track your overeats for now. That's it. Just track,
Okay.
and I don't care how you track it. Like if you just want to put it in a notebook, if you just want to like make a little checklist, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, did I overeat? Did I, you know, and I just want you to note, this is just, we'll go into like a fact-finding mode for the next, like, let's say, what's today? Today is December 7th. Okay, so let's say for the next 2 weeks, let's just collect data. Let's
Okay.
keep track of how many overeats you're having each
Okay.
week. So
Three to
just at
four.
the
Three
end
to
of each
four.
day, just write, I overate today at dinner. And if you're not sure, give yourself a question mark and be like, I'm not sure, because you may be a little out of practice of tuning into your, you know, your signal. So
Okay.
let's just collect data for the next 2 weeks, either post in Facebook or come to Ask Coaches and say, okay, this is how many overeats I'm having right now. And then let's go from there.
Right. But I did have a win last night. I was eating Subway with chips and I was full. So I threw away about a quarter of a bag of chips. I just threw it away. I didn't even bring it back home. So I did like I did do that because I was like, okay, I'm not gonna finish this. I'm full. Like, you know, yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And you know, I love how you want to end on a win, because that tells me that you're really good at monitoring that mindset.
I
Because if
am. I'm a coach myself. I'm a coach myself. I do
perfect.
this. I do this for a living too on the side. So that's why it's like, okay, I can see that pull of the brain, habit brain is so hard. And but then I'm trying to fight it. I'm trying to fight it. You know, I'm trying to build a base. But what I've realized is it's been the negative self-talk that's not letting me be at maintenance. I mean, Corinne has been saying it for so many years, but it's finally hit me because I'm like, oh, this is what she means. And it's like really seeping through now.
Yep.
Because I can actually see how it's affecting my overeats now. Like the
Yeah.
standard that I'm not moving with my body is causing me to be really hard on myself. Yes, I
Yeah,
can finally say it.
there's a mismatch of your expectation and what you're
Yes.
actually capable of right now, and that's what's causing the consternation. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes,
Yeah.
yes. Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, so 2 weeks of data. Let's collect
Yes.
just overeats. I don't, you know,
Okay.
don't think about planning and all this other stuff. Just collect some
Yes.
data for 2 weeks and then post on Facebook and tag me or come to Ask Coaches and be like, okay, here's my overeats if you're unsure of where to go next. But
Okay.
my hunch is that once you collect your data, you're gonna know what to do next.
Yeah.
But
Yes. No, I do. I do channel Corinne in my life. Like, what would, if I was on a coaching call with Corinne, what would Corinne say? Like, that helped me just clean up so much stuff because I can't walk anymore. And walking is my therapy, right? If I walk, I clean up so much stuff, but I can't walk anymore as much. So I have to come up with new ways.
well, and listen, I'm just going to catch you on that too. You said I can't walk anymore, but then you just told me about how on Thursday you got 14,000 steps. So I just want you to challenge. Maybe you can't walk as often, but you do have evidence that you are moving and you can do things. The question is, can I take advantage when my body is feeling great and
Right.
get those steps in? The thoughts about like, I'm messing up, this is all, you know, I need to wait. Those are what's going to keep you from maximizing those days when
Yes.
energy is available to you.
Yes. And that's what's happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm
You're
gonna watch
welcome.
out for that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for raising your hand.
Bye.
Okay. Take care. All right. Let's see. I'm going to put you back down. All right. And let's see. We've got a couple more hands raised. Let's see. Ruth, I'm going to call you up. Promote to panelist. Here she comes, Ruth Schmidt. You're welcome, Somia.
All right, can you hear me?
Well, hey, I totally can. Look
Awesome.
at you. You look so cozy with your coffee cup and
I
everything.
am cozy, and my dogs like heard me start talking, and they're all gonna start coming.
That's okay. Okay.
So what I am struggling with is I joined OBS in 2022, and I lost all my weight, which was great. I'm down
I didn't lose it all, I guess, with no BS, but the majority of it. I'm down 140 pounds from my heaviest,
Wow.
which is good. But now I feel like the anxiety of staying in maintenance is like kind of overwhelming. Like I have an accountability partner. I, was weighing myself every morning, and then I went to my doctor and she was like, "You're good. Like your weight is good. Stay where you are." And then it started to be this thing like, stay where I am. Then I started weighing myself twice a day. And I was like weighing myself at night, like to make sure I was like on track. And I was sometimes letting that like designate what I was eating for dinner. Like if I weighed myself at 4 o'clock and I was like, okay, you're only going to lose 2.5 pounds overnight. Do you want to eat something salty? Do you want to? And like, I feel like a crazy person now. And I wasn't a crazy person all down the scale because it was like, oh, you're losing weight. Fluctuations are normal. But now
Yeah.
this part of my brain is like, you have to stay here.
Yeah.
You can't like eat a sandwich, you're going to gain weight. You can't have a salad, you're going to gain weight. Like you've got to
Yeah.
like.
Okay. So a couple of things. One is, have you written all this out? Have you made a list of all
I'm
of these
not like a
dots?
great journaler. Like it's
Okay.
not
It's
one
not
of the
journaling.
things.
I mean, make a list. Can you make a list? Do you make
Yes,
lists?
I can make a list. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it that way. This is like my sneaky way to get my clients to journal too. I'm like, it's not journaling. We're just making a list of all your shitty thoughts. It's fine. Because here's the thing, right? Like weighing yourself multiple times a day, what's the feeling that's driving that?
So it's a dopamine hit if I get on and I'm like, oh, great, you're at 163. If you go light tonight, you're going to be 160 to
So
161
that's the
tomorrow
feeling
morning.
that comes after, but what's the feeling right before?
Like, I guess probably like I'm nervous that I'm going to get on there and it's going to say something like, you ate too much at lunch or you didn't get it, I don't even like, I don't enjoy the fact that I know how much weight I can lose overnight. Like I know now, I try to like get all my water in early so that when I weigh myself after work, I'm not like, oh, well, you just drank 40 ounces of water on your way home. It's like I've turned into a crazy person.
Okay, you're not crazy.
I feel crazy.
No,
I
you are
thought
not
I was
crazy.
crazy until now.
I want to normalize this for you for just a second, okay? Like for reals, you're not crazy. Everybody that's still listening on this call, thumbs up if you have weighed yourself multiple times a day in order to control yourself. Yes, look at the thumbs up. Okay, like for real, you're not crazy. You are not crazy. This is driven by your desire to stay at this weight. Okay? You are associating this weight with a feeling. What feeling do you get when you stay at this weight?
Success. Like, I feel like I'm successful.
Yes. And so, of course, your brain now thinks the number is creating that successful feeling for you. So, it just wants to make sure that that's still good, right? That's how I get to feel successful is by seeing this number. This is normal, right? I mean, Weight Watchers never asked me like how I did for the week. They're like, oh, how do you feel about the way you ate this week, Christy? They never asked me that. They
No, they
said,
didn't.
please
They
get
don't
on the
ask.
scale so we can determine your
If
success
you were a good person or not, like if
if
you
you were
did a good
good.
job.
Yes,
Yeah.
if
And
you
I did
followed
Weight
the
Watchers
planner.
before No BS.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I mean, and honestly, it's very black and white data. We're all, a lot of us are drawn to the black and whiteness of it. The rest of the stuff, like letting our habits be the meter stick of success is a little, can feel a little bit squishy, right? Whereas the number is, you can't really argue with the number, right? So I want to ask you, Ruth, like, how did you get to this number? Like, how did you get to where you are? Tell me the habits that you have done consistently.
I'm really good about my water, really good about water. I have that like I drink 40 ounces on my way to work, 40 ounces when I'm at work, and 40 ounces like an hour before I leave for the
Okay.
day.
Do me a favor. I see you have a pen and a paper. Can you write that down? I'm really good at water. Write that down. This is like real time, guys. This is what we're doing this real time. She's not a journaler. She's not journaling. She's making a list.
I'll be a lister.
She's a list maker.
I'm really good at water.
Yeah.
I am good because I have a great accountability partner who really holds me accountable. I make a plan every day.
I make a plan every day.
And I am honest about my overeats or like my off-plan eats.
Okay.
I
I'm
do
on.
message her.
That's a
And I
good
will
one.
say, I don't want you to talk me out of it. I'm just telling you what's happening.
Right.
You know,
So you
or like,
use your accountability.
yes.
You use the resource of your accountability. Love it.
I'm good at that. And I'm, yeah.
What
And
else?
I
How
think
did you
I'm,
get here?
and I think I'm pretty good at like, you know, you had mentioned in a previous call about the voice in your head, like the reason, like, I think, is it Steve that's in your brain?
Yeah.
The one that you can notice when you start the justifying starts happening. I'm good at recognizing that and being like, when I'm standing in front of the sleeve of crackers and it's like, nobody ever gained weight from eating five crackers. I'm like, ooh, that's the voice I'm watching out for. Like,
So you can catch your excuses.
the crackers down.
Okay,
Like,
write that down. I'm good at hearing my justifications and excuses.
yeah. I am, I'm not always great at stopping it enough.
Okay. So you, and that's been this whole time. You haven't been perfect at stopping it
I'm not
enough.
great at stopping it enough.
But
And
you must be consistent.
yeah, I avoid, so my accountability partner would tell you that she thinks I restrict a lot. I
Okay.
just don't put myself in a position necessarily, like I just don't go out to eat a lot. I don't keep junk food in the house. I don't allow myself to explore shopping it enough with foods that will like me cause me
Okay.
to overeat.
Okay. You're describing that as if that's a negative
She makes
habit.
me, she kind of makes it sound like it's a negative. So I think it
Okay.
is in my head like it's a negative.
Okay, what if I just tell you, I think it's amazing that you know yourself so well that you know how to keep yourself in situations that make it the easiest for you to show up the way you want to?
I mean, that sounds really nice. And it sounds nicer than like feeling like it's a diet mentality that I don't go. I love Chinese food, right? But like, I know I go eat Chinese food. I'm going to go over the top. I am not going to be able, unless we're like our local Chinese is a buffet. So that's even worse. So I just don't go. Like, I like Chinese food, but I just don't go.
So
You know?
I want you to see that as like, because I'm sure there's a lot of people on this call right now that are thinking like your accountability partner that says, oh, she's afraid to go eat Chinese, and so she is restricting herself from doing it,
Yeah.
right? I'm not saying that that may or may not be true for you. I don't know. What I'm saying is today, believing that you are restricting yourself and that's what's keeping you in maintenance right now is not helping you today. That could be something that you decide at some point. Hey, I want to work on being, I want to work on being able to go eat Chinese food and stop it enough. Well, then we put that front and center, and you come to me or you come to ask coaches and you're like, what are my steps? How do I do that? If I wanted to be able to go eat Chinese and stop it enough, how would I do that? But you could also decide, Ruth, that, hey, you know what? Phew, I just overeat Chinese food almost every time I go, so it's just easier for me not to eat it.
Yeah.
We could all collectively decide, and when I say we all, I'm just mean you because you're the boss. You're the boss of you. We could just decide, I know myself so well enough that that's not something I want to work on right now, so I just don't have it.
Okay, I like that. That feels like doable. And the other thing, you know, which, you know, I worry about putting diet mentality on my kids. I have young kids. I have a 7 and an almost 9-year-old. And I also think about like not having junk food in the house is good for them too. But then am I also building them up that someday when they finally have access to the stuff, they're going to go hog wild, you know, because it's like they've seen me either go hog wild or we have none at all,
Yeah.
you know,
Okay.
so
So you
like,
have a, so listen, your brain is now showing you another reason to think like your accountability partner, right? So your accountability partner said this is a problem and you're restricting. And now your brain is finding more evidence as if that's true. But I want you to write this down. Write down too. The other thing that you are doing right now is you know yourself well enough to set up your environment for success. True?
yes, that I think that is true. And it is, I appreciate you putting that in a positive light because what I feel like is good self-management is sometimes delivered to me more like, no, that's a diet mentality. You can eat whatever you want. You're at this weight because you're not letting yourself eat what you want because
Yeah.
you're eating chicken and chicken salad, you know, and things like that. Like that the only reason, you know, the only way I could get there truly and happily as if I'm like eating Chinese food.
Well, and Ruth, I'm just going to tell you this. There's no like truth police that's going to come in and arrest you for thinking about this in a way that feels good to you. Nobody's going to come in and say, no, you can't think about it like that because it's actually this, right? I'm saying to you that when you think I'm restricting, right? And that's what's keeping me in my maintenance range because I'm so like hyper-focused and restricting, you feel what?
I feel kind of bad. I feel like this isn't maintainable, that like, you know, she's right. The second you go have whatever, you're going to gain weight and it's all out the window.
Yeah. So you feel the opposite of confident.
Yeah, I do. Right?
But when I say to you, oh my gosh, like you sound like you know yourself really well and know how to set your environment up for success. How does that feel?
It feels better. Yeah, okay. For sure. Like it feels doable. Yeah. Like,
and no one's going to come. There is no thought police. Like Corinne's not going to call you and be like, actually, the way you need to think about it is like your accountability partner, because that's the right way.
Yeah.
Like it's not going to happen, right? You get to think whatever you want. I get that she's offering you perspective, and I'm not saying she's not, you know, being helpful. I'm sure it's coming from a place of help. And perhaps like one day,
a place of love and like caring about my ability to maintain, you know, I see where, you know, where she's coming from.
Of course. And perhaps one day there are some things that you might want to say, you know what? I do kind of feel like I'm ready to dip my toe into learning how to eat Chinese food and stop it enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that might happen. And then we can work on those things one thing at a time. But for now, for your thinking today, my goal is to get you some relief from feeling like you have to keep such a tight grip on this.
Yeah. And that's it. That's what I
think. And then once we feel relief, yes, we can move into maybe perhaps one day working on some of these things a little bit at a time.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't have to start Chinese food and junk food and all that tomorrow. I'm not going to do it. But if you decide for yourself from a place of, I'm feeling really confident that I know how to set up my environment, right? But I think there actually are some things that I want to work on one at a time. So to see if I can figure out, girl, I got you. We got strategies.
Okay. Yeah. Cause that's it. Cause I'm not worried. I don't want to go eat Chinese food. I don't want to, you know, I want to be able to like maybe go out and have dinner with my family once a month. What I want is to stop thinking that if I don't weigh, you know, 163.6 when I get home from work, that I had a shit day. Like that, you know, that is like, I want to like throw my scale out the window.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now that's kind of separate too. And I think we can address that. Have you done the Conquering the Scale course?
A while ago.
Do it again.
Not recently. Okay.
Do it again. Okay. Because what's happened, what this is like a totally different discussion. And I would love for you to post on this in Facebook and maybe we can chat a little bit back and forth or come to Ask Coaches, because now what you're talking about now is different than what we were talking about before. What you're talking about now is my worth is tied up in the number,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Like your brain is telling you that not being, what'd you say? 163.6.
Yeah.
What your brain is telling you that not being 163.6 is dangerous. Like, and it sounds crazy, but it probably feels very true.
It does feel true because I know that is like the range I need to be in the afternoon to be in the high 150, like 159, 160 in the morning.
Yeah.
I hate that I know that. Like it makes me crazy.
Or you can't unknow it. You can't unknow it. You can't unknow it, right?
No, I can't.
But it makes
me like, yeah.
So let's just say, what are the habits that keep you in your range? That's why we're making this list.
Okay.
Yep. So
what
your homework assignment is to go through, because I'm sure you've got more too that you want to write down. What are the habits that I'm doing that are keeping me in this range? And then here's your second step. This is what I want you to do after you make this list. We're not journaling, we're making a list. After you make your list of the habits that are keeping me in this range, okay? I want you to put stars by all the ones that you like.
Okay. I can do that.
Why do you think I'm asking you to do that?
To go back and like really be able to acknowledge the things that I'm doing well.
Yeah. And also to point out, if you like them, why would you ever stop doing them?
Why would I stop doing them?
If I like these habits, why would I ever stop doing them? And if I'm never going to stop doing them because I like them, why would I ever be way out of my maintenance range? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. And I like you had a quote on one of these where it's like, you're not chasing the number on the scale, you're chasing habits.
Yeah.
Like that's, I'm trying to like drive that into my brain that like I am chasing good habits. I'm not chasing a number because right now I feel like I'm just chasing a number. Like,
Yeah. Well, I have a double I have a double dare challenge for you.
oh, okay.
Right? When you have the urge to weigh yourself in the afternoon,
Okay.
before you weigh, I'm not even going to say don't weigh because that might be super triggering right now.
Yeah.
Know how you'll feel about it. I mean, that's an option. But before you weigh, I would like for you to write down your plan from that forward for the rest of the day. What are you doing with those habits? Meaning, before I go weigh, I'm going to make a list of what my plan is for the rest of the night. What am I eating? How much am I drinking? What time am I going to bed? Am I working out? Like, what is my mindset? I would love before you weigh, if you were to write down the habits, the no BS habits that you will be employing for the rest of the day.
Okay.
What do you
All
think
right.
that's going to do for you?
We'll see.
What's your guess?
My guess is that maybe I won't want to get on the scale. Maybe
Maybe.
I will make that list and refocusing on my habits will make the little voice in my head say, you don't actually need this. Like,
Maybe.
maybe.
Maybe. But at the very least, it will show you your habits are what's keeping you in this range, not the fact that you know the number. We can be in love with our habits and not know how much we weigh.
Yeah. Okay.
You may, and so don't expect that you this or it may not. You may still want to weigh. That's fine. I would just want to get you moving toward the direction of equating your actions with the life that you want that also happens to be in commensurate with the number on the scale. Right? So
Yeah.
like when my clients like when I have clients that like overeat on vacation and they come back and they're a couple pounds up or whatever, we often talk about scale drama. And I'll say, how does knowing that you're up 2 pounds from vacation change anything that you're going to do today?
Yeah, it's true.
It doesn't,
Doesn't.
right? Now, for some of my clients, they say, oh, yeah, I have a desire to restrict. I have a desire to do this. You know, it's going to be chicken and broccoli for a week and then, you know, the shakes and whatever. Well, then we can talk about that. But most of my clients are like, no, I know that I just need to keep with my habits that I've created, that I love, that I know get me weight loss. So honestly, knowing the number doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
That's why I want you to plan your day, the rest of the day before you weigh. So your brain can see whether I know the number or not, I've got my strategy for the rest of the day. And this is what I like. I like the way this is. I like eating this way. Show your brain that knowing the number doesn't have to change the way you're going to show up. And if it does, if you do have an urge to change the way you're showing up, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, we're a little
Awesome.
bit
Thank
over.
you. Thank you so much.
You're
I
welcome. You're
appreciate it.
welcome. Take care. Bye. Okay, everyone, we went a little bit over. I'm going to put you back down. Sorry about that. I did not get a chance to be in the chat at all. I'm so sorry if you asked questions. I'm sorry if I missed you. But please, feel free to post in our little maintenance Facebook group. If you're not in there, you have to be a member of the main Facebook group, and then you can join the maintenance subgroup. You can also post and ask coaches. Tag me. I'm Coach Christy Davis. And I just appreciate y'all being here. And I will see you back in 2025, if not before. Take care, everybody.